This is Nicole Phillips, staff attorney with the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, IJDH. I just spent an incredible week at the UN in Geneva for Haiti's Universal Periodic Review, which was before the Human Rights Council. The review looked at some of the human rights violations in Haiti and made recommendations for what the Haitian government could do differently to protect its men, women, and children. I was in Geneva with Mario Chaussafre, managing lawyer at BAI, Natalie Nozil, a Haitian lawyer with BAI specializing in children's rights, Blaine Bookie, a former IJDH attorney who helped create our gender-based violence project, Lisa Davis with MADRE and CUNY Law School, Emma Rosenberg with UC Haiti Initiative, Sarah Paoletti from University of Pennsylvania's Law School, and three fabulous law students. We are hoping to bring advocates from Haitian grassroots groups, COFA Vive, Favilec, and Brie Curie, but unfortunately they could not get travel visas to Switzerland in time, so they weren't able to come. It's easy for Americans to travel to Switzerland. We don't need travel visas. This is a good example of the many barriers for Haitian civil society to participate at the UN. With 80% of the population living on under $2 a day, getting to the UN is next to impossible, which means that the voices of those who are the victims of human rights violations are often not heard. A big thanks to American World Jewish Services, MADRE, and human rights advocates for helping accredit and fund our delegation. So after all of our efforts to assemble a delegation in Geneva, we learned just before the review that the government of Haiti was unable to send a delegation. Haiti was the last country to be reviewed in the Council's four-year review cycle. So while the review could have been postponed to a future date, it was already behind, and we were crossing our fingers that the government would appear. In the end, a representative from the UN permanent mission did appear. They gave a 40-minute presentation, then about 40 or so government members of the UN delivered two-minute statements each and made recommendations. The recommendations in general reflected many of the issues we raised in our reports and through our lobbying that week in Geneva, which was very gratifying. Some of the issues mentioned were the right to education, trafficking, rest of ex. Almost one half of the countries raised issues on women's rights, including gender-based violence, education of gender stereotyping, building the economic capacity of women. There were also a lot of recommendations with regard to prison conditions, arbitrary detention, prosecution of Jean-Claude Duvalier, and providing basic services in internal displacement camps, such as water, housing, health, and protecting internally displaced persons from forced evictions. These recommendations will be formalized this week, and then Haiti will have a chance to consider them and report back to the Council next year, probably at the next session in March. We're hoping to attend that session as well, where civil society has an opportunity to deliver an oral intervention before the Council. Et voilà, that's the update from Geneva. Bye for now. On behalf of IJDH, thanks for listening.